Thank you for emailing in. This is definitely a unique dilemma situation. but good luck with your future marriage.
Can you imagine if we went away with our parents and we weren't even married? We wouldn't be able to sleep in the same bed with our fiance. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't know.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to What's Up, Cuz. I'm your co-host, Erica Sparrow.
And I'm Lisa Velastro.
And we've got another great episode for you guys this week. Thank you so much for emailing in your questions. If you want to email us, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So as always, what's the latest, Lisa? What's the update on the family?
Update on the family is that we had major decision week this week here at the Velastro household. So, you know, I know that for so many months now, we've been talking about COVID and this COVID vaccine and going, you know, back and forth. What should we do? And blah, 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 blah. I'm actually tired of talking about it myself.
Yeah.
But we did have a big week here because, you know, I think I did tell you that, you know, my husband and I both got vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
And the thing was that now the university where my daughter is going to college put out that it's mandating that the kids all get vaccinated also. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was trying to do my own investigation. I called up, you know, basically the pediatrician, the gynecologist, every doctor friend I know. You know, as a parent, before you inject something into your child, you want to try and get information, mm-hmm. you know, and again, my kids have all their vaccines from when they were babies. So I do honestly, in my opinion, in my home, I believe in vaccines. Mm-hmm. There's certain circumstances that I don't believe in them. I also know situations where I've seen it with my own eyes that a child has got a certain vaccine and got a reaction from it. And some reactions are minor, some are more, mm-hmm. you know, serious. And again, I wouldn't be saying this if I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
Right.
But, you know, now we're talking about the COVID vaccine, the big, you know, mm-hmm. what do they call it?
It's like the big guns.
Yeah, the big guns, you know, and we have no information on this virus. Everything is up in the air and they want me to inject my child with mm-hmm. with it. And so it's been a very difficult decision. And then on top of it is, okay, well, if you make the decision of getting it, well, now which one do you get?
Yeah, that's the other part.
So it's like,
because you got Johnson & Johnson, and then right after you got it, it was not allowed to be given out anymore.
Exactly.
So,
but again, I feel that with this lovely world we live in and the whole media and, you know, social media, and you have anti-vaxxers, then you have vaxxers, and what really is true information and what's false information? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of go with your gut. Now, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I'll share with you my opinion, but doesn't mean it's right or wrong or indifferent. I don't look down on anyone. I don't want anyone to look down on me or my family. But I made the best decision I feel for my household. Mm-hmm. If another household decides to make a different decision, God bless them. I don't think of them any differently. I'm all for whatever decision you make. Just be all for whatever decision I make, because that's what I feel is good for my home. So, you know, after speaking to different doctors and after speaking to a lot of different people, the consensus that I kind of heard was that all three vaccines, no matter which one you get, are safe. Now, my daughter is 18, so she's not really considered a child anymore. She's more in the adult stage, but she's also female. Mm-hmm. And I opted for her to go with the Johnson & Johnson because I feel like that's what my gut was telling me. And it's technology that's been out there for a while. saying that the new mRNA vaccines are bad, because again, apparently they've been studying this vaccine for many years. It's just we haven't heard about it yet.
Right.
But for my daughter, that's where my gut was taking me, and that's what she got. And again, she also made the decision too, because she's 18 years old, and I needed her to be involved in this decision also. And I have to say, she did great with it. Thank God, no reaction. You know, when they did take it off the market because of all those blood clot things and everything, which, again, are very dangerous, and I, you know, it scared me, I'm not going to lie. But then if you investigate a little bit more, there was also blood clotting issues with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. Mm-hmm. So
and a lot of the blood clots in general, they said weren't even linked to the vaccine. They were linked to something else.
It could have been. Who knows? But listen, anytime you inject anything into your body, there's a chance of something. Even I remember years ago with the whole Gardasil vaccine, you know, the reason why these whoever gets these vaccines have to sit there for 15 minutes after is because obviously there's a chance of a reaction. Mm-hmm. So I think that you heard so much about this whole blood clotting situation because, again, with the media, that's what's out there right now. Mm-hmm. It's about COVID. It's about the COVID vaccines. And that's all that there is to talk about.
Oh, everything.
So when something happens, that's going to be thrown in your face on the media 24/7. Mm-hmm. So I've always been a true believer that you have to follow your gut. And that's where my gut took me for my daughter. Mm-hmm. Now, my boys, on the other hand, my oldest son was completely against the vaccine.
Really?
And I did not force him. He's going to be 17 years old. And I believe that at a certain age, even though they're still underage, they're old enough. If you give me facts and reasons, then I'm going to support you.
Okay. That's fair.
My 14-year-old son, when he heard that he could get the vaccine, he's like, when are you taking me?
Okay. So, that's how I felt. I was like, oh, I can get it.
Good. You know, but I know what's going through his mind because my 14-year-old is completely dedicated. You know, not that my 17-year-old is not, but my 14-year-old lives and breathes sports. And, you know, in order to do certain sports and go to certain places and trips for sports, they wanted the kids to be vaccinated.
Right.
Which, again, I think that's pretty messed up to put a parent in that position because this is such a new thing out there. So I had my one son in my 1 year saying, when are you taking me? My other son in my other year saying, I'm not getting that. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to put something in my body that, you know, my own body could fight off if I get it? So it's like I was trying to stall my younger son from getting it until I waited to see my other son, what he was saying. Like, I was going back and forth. I'm not going to lie. But then out of nowhere, I get up one morning and I have a long text message on my phone from my older son stating why now he wants the vaccine and how he changed his mind.
Okay. Interesting.
And I kind of was shocked. I'm not going to lie. Because he's like my health fanatic kid. Mm-hmm. Eats healthy, exercises. He's, you know, he's a big protein eater, you know, light carbs. Like, he's very regimented. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of shocked, I'm not going to lie, when I woke up and saw that text message. But at that point, he was ready and adamant. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I needed to find an appointment ASAP. And at that point, I was also more like, you know what? My boys are very mature for their age, I have to be honest. And if they're adamant about getting it, who am I to tell them they can't get it?
Right.
When a lot of these kids out there, all their friends all had it already. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't want to be the one that's, God forbid, they do get COVID. And because no one in my family has ever gotten COVID, I have to be honest. Like, we all were very careful and we all stood clear of it. So they all got vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I made the decision and, you know, now my boys are of age to only get the Pfizer vaccine.
Right. Yeah.
So they got Pfizer and
So just Carlo isn't, right?
So the only one is Carlo, yeah.
Yeah. I know, but like every, I feel like every few days, I keep seeing they approve younger and younger ages.
Yeah, but I have to be honest, though, because a child's brain does not, like the membrane does not fully develop till they're about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that I'm ready to give it to Carlo until he reaches that age.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know?
I was going to say, I'm not too surprised on Buddy kind of changing his mind and sending you like the whole long explanation, mm-hmm. but only because of we've talked before of you were like, he's the one of my kids that it's like, he's always the why. He's like, how does this work?
Yes.
I want to take this thing apart. I want to put it back together. Like very kind of like engineering type
yes,
of mind.
Yes, exactly.
So if anything, it was more, I was like, well, he's the kid. I feel like that you're like, he's the kid that you can't just like tell to do something.
No.
So it was, I think it was just like, he wanted to do the research on his own.
Exactly.
It sounds like he did. And he was like, oh, okay. After doing my own research, I have now decided.
That's
yes, I'll get it.
That's and it's exactly just like, what he okay. did. That's exactly what he did. And that's exactly why I went with it. Because he's a smart kid. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a smart kid that likes to make his own decisions. But like you said, he wants to research things on his own first. Before he decides to do what he wants to do.
Which, I mean, I don't blame him. And also, it almost sounds like he'd also be, like, less likely to ever get, like, peer pressured into something.
Yeah.
He's a very, like, I want to make the decision. I don't want other people, like, deciding for me.
Yep.
So, I don't think it's a bad quality to have.
No, you know? No, absolutely not. I'm proud of my kids. And that's the decision we made here at the Valastro household. So, please don't judge. Keep your comments to yourself. Mm-hmm. Because I don't judge anyone else.
No, yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I saw that New York, not that long ago, it was like 70% of all of New York State, so that's including New York City, mm-hmm. was fully vaccinated. And then they, you know, like lifted a bunch of restrictions that were still held down. So it is kind of weird that the world is kind of back.
I know. Like it does feel weird.
Yeah. Like I don't have to wear a mask anymore. Like when I walk around my building,
uh-huh.
but I have to wear it if I'm on like the subway still. But it's just this weird thing because now it's like, basically it's like people don't want to look like they were anti-maskers, as they say.
Uh-huh.
When, like, even though it's been lifted, I still see like most people still are wearing them. And I think it's partly out of habit and partly out of just, like, you're kind of like, you wear one because you're like going to be like, is everybody else wearing one?
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to get in the elevator. And everybody else has one and I don't. I'm like, oh, now I look like, you know,
that's exactly
asshole.
Why I still wear one.
Right, yeah. But it is, I mean, it is interesting that, like, I don't have to wear one in my building where I could be in the elevator with people or, like, talking to my doorman. But then, like, if I'm in a store, I have to, like it is interesting that it's, like, being lifted a little at a time and I'm not against it by any means. But it's just, it is odd. Like, I have a couple friends that are, you know, bartenders and servers, and that is very much depending on the bar. Like their decision, the restaurant's decision. So
yeah.
Some places have let their, you know, servers not wear one anymore, and then other places are still having them wear one. But I think it's like now it's kind of because of the judgment.
Yes.
They just don't want backlash of like, I went to this place and the servers weren't wearing masks.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree 100%.
So I'm like, like that's what I said. I was like, it's just going to take a couple restaurants to stop doing it, and then it'll be like, oh, okay, they're doing it. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
it's interesting.
Listen, I'm telling you, the next, you know, by the time summertime's over, things are going to be just back into normalcy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited, but I'm also a little burnt out.
Yes. You and me both.
So, all right. Well, we have some emails for today. So thank you guys so much for sending in your questions. If you want to email us, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So this one is called In-law Airbnb drama.
Oh boy.
Okay, so it's a little long, so bear with me. My fiance and I planned a trip months ago that we are currently on. It was mostly me doing the planning. I came up with the idea, did the booking, made the plans, and my fiance helped with more of the detail stuff, but most of the concrete trip planning was me. It was for my fiance's birthday. A couple months after booking, my fiance's parents kept expressing how much they wanted to go since it was their anniversary week, and it was a trip they had dreamed of going on. My fiance and I discussed it and decided to invite them along as long as they help pay for things like the Airbnb, gas, groceries, etc. They happily agreed to the terms. However, I still coordinated everything. We got to the Airbnb and it has two bedrooms. One is a master bedroom, top floor, king bed, bathroom with stand and shower, walk-in closet, and very, very nice. The other was a basic bedroom with a detached bathroom on the main floor. It was still nice, just not as many amenities as the master bathroom. When we got there and decided upon rooms, my fiance and I wanted the master bedroom. After all, me and him planned most of the trip, and it was originally our trip until we invited them along. We asked if this was okay, and they said they had no problem with it at all, as they smoke and had a balcony access on the main floor to do so without having to wake everyone up. However, I woke up early one morning, and I overheard my future in-laws talking downstairs about how it was a selfish, asshole move on mine and my fiance's part to not give them the master bedroom, with it being their anniversary during the trip, and them being the elders. Had I known they'd wanted it that bad, I would have given it to them, but after all, we invited them after the fact, and the trip's purpose was initially my fiance's birthday. I haven't said anything to them yet, but I did tell my fiance, and we think we do want to talk to them at some point. Any advice on how to go forward with this? Thanks.
That's a tough one, Erica, because...
That is really tough.
You know...
Because also, they're not married yet.
I know, but it's tough because I know you would know this because growing up in an Italian household, you know that you have to give the elders, that's the way we were raised, the respect.
Oh yeah, always respect.
So as much as I completely understand her point and how, you know, they were invited afterwards, that this trip was supposed to be their trip. Mm-hmm. Knowing the way I was raised, I wouldn't be able to go to a place like that with my in-laws and not offer them the master bedroom.
Right. Yeah, it's almost like when the check comes and it's like, it should be kind of this like struggle over it. But the opposite of a check, like check, you're like, no, no, we'll pay. And they're like, no, no, we're paying. It's like almost like that. It's almost like, no, you take it. It's like, no, you take it. No,
yeah.
You know, like yeah. It should be like that little
thing. No, exactly. And again, I'm not blaming her because I get her point.
I'd probably be feeling the
same way too. But the type of person I am, I would actually feel guilty for not offering and giving them the better bedroom.
Well, because, you know, we don't know what the, like, you know, shit talking downstairs was or whatever that she overheard. But I feel like a lot of times with those things, I could, like, hear, like, you know, an in-law saying something of, like, well, we would have said no, but they should have offered.
Yeah.
Like, that's always what it is. It's always the, like, well, you should have done this, and it would have been yours anyway. But, like, yeah, you know. Because I would feel a little bit of that of, like, you know, funny, I'm going on, like, a bachelorette party coming up in a few weeks. But it's like, man, it's been a long time since I've been, like, a lot of people in the same house doing whatever, right? So a little, like, mini vacation, right? But it's like, okay, upon arriving, it's like, okay, there's going to be the room choosing game.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's going to be personalities that are just like, this one's mine. And then there's going to be other people just like, yeah, whatever's fine. I'll room with everyone. You
that
know?
Would be me.
Yeah, that's always my route. I'm always like, I just want a bed. As long as I can have a bed. Thanks. And I know one girl going, so I'll be like, we'll be together wherever that is.
Yes.
Like, let me know.
Yeah, that's always me. I'm the sucker. I'm just like, go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Just, I want everyone to be happy. Yeah, and then I get the crap of the crap. That's usually me.
Well, it is. I know. And it's so I get it because it's like, man, I mean, I am on their side because like you planned the whole trip.
Yeah.
But I think from the in-laws perspective, I'm assuming it's just kind of like, hey, they didn't offer. They should have offered. We would have given it to them because it's our son's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, because I'm like, I know if my mom, you know, read this, she would just be like, well, I would never, like, I would immediately be like, you guys take it.
Yeah.
Like, celebrate, blah blah blah, like the very, you know, the motherly love of like,
yes,
you know, I'll give you the last bite of my food, love, you know,
exactly,
what I mean,
like, yeah,
kind of thing. But it is tough. I feel like you should talk to them about it though, because you did overhear them, but it's bothering you. And I feel like I'd be like, listen, I overheard what you said, you know, I'm sorry, I wish you said something, we would have given you the master room. Because I would bet that they would immediately be like, no, 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 it's fine. Like,
exactly. I'm the type of person that I like to call people out on stuff too.
Yeah.
Clear the air, call them out on it in a respectful way, because I can't enjoy the rest of my trip feeling that way. Like the guilt is just too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And I would even just say like, sorry, I assumed because it was his birthday. I wanted your son to have that. Like, I guess, like, not to put it on the son, but I mean, she said the son wanted to talk to them too. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's great. You both should talk to them together because
exactly.
You're not married yet. And I'd hate to start to go through all that wedding planning and feel like there's this animosity because of a room on vacation.
Exactly.
Situation.
It's good to clear the air when something happens and move on.
Yeah, definitely. But thank you for emailing in. This is definitely a unique dilemma situation. good luck with your future marriage.
Can you imagine if we went away with our parents and we weren't even married? We wouldn't be able to sleep in the same bed with our fiance. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't know.
Well, this is what I'm curious. So you were married young, right? Mm-hmm. So was my mom. My mom was 23 when she got married. And so was my dad. So there was like the rule in our house of like, there's no sharing beds. It's a rule that is an unspoken, like basically I thought not till you're married.
Yeah. Okay.
Then fast forward to my brother had a girlfriend a couple of years. Then they were living together. Then it came to, we were all down the shore and my mom just like had them share a room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there like, wait a minute, this is allowed. But my mom kind of was like, well, you know, I mean, we were like young. She's like, he's almost 30. They live together. Like,
yeah, I think it's different. If you live together, it's different.
So you feel like live together would be like, I'm just curious, what do you think you're going to do like with your kids? Or do you feel like it is kind of an age thing? Like, what do you think?
No, what I will do with my kids is because my mindset is I feel that you do have to live together with someone before you get married.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're living together, then obviously they're sharing a room.
Yeah.
I'm not blind, dumb, stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't born yet. You know, I'm a little bit more keen to what's going on in the situation.
Well, here's the other thing too. My brother, upon moving in with this girl, when the conversation came up with my parents, it kind of was just like, okay, like if you move in with someone, that means like there's no financial help from us, like ever. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like basically like, are you ready to fully like cut the cord and like
exactly
if you mess up something with your finances, that's not on us.
Mm-hmm.
Like paying the car insurance, paying the, you know, all the little things. And he was like, yeah. And it's like, okay. So I feel like it's kind of the combo of both, because I think for most parents, I think it is just mostly the like, my kid is fully on their own and taking care of all their own stuff and they're fully an adult, and then they come in my house and I'm suddenly like, no, it's, you know.
No, you have to give them that respect. Yeah, you know,
I don't think so.
I think it's not even really an age thing. If they're living with someone, if they're paying their own bills, you have to treat them like they're grown adults, and that basically like they're married.
Yeah. I mean, I've yet to bring someone home and have this situation of the sharing bed, so I'm curious how it would go. Because, you know, with my dad, I'm like, I still think he'll be like, what do you mean they're sharing? And my mom is always very fair, and she's always very like, you let Marcus do it. And Erica's the same age and living on her own. So kind of same rules.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah. Know?
But it's interesting. My sister has yet to do it too. She's got a boyfriend now. So I'm like, we'll see. But yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I've just never dated someone seriously enough to even just go away with like their family, let alone like.
Yeah.
Yeah, in-laws, engaged. I'm like, props to you for letting them come, because I would kind of feel like I was being watched all the time.
Yeah, that's a little bit awkward, you know? I have to say.
Or almost kind of like, I don't want the end of the trip being like, you know, you don't have to go through with it.
A little bit awkward. It's a weird situation, but listen, I guess we're raised differently, I guess you could say, and everyone does what's comfortable for themselves and their family.
Yeah, it does depend on the house. I mean, I had friends in college that just had their college boyfriend come visit, and the parents let them like share the same room. And I was like, what? I was like, no way, I'd be killed. Are you crazy?
Exactly.
Like, or I almost feel like it's a test. Like, I feel like my parents, or mainly my dad, I feel like will want the guy to not assume he's sleeping in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like, you better assume you're sleeping on the couch till I'm like, No, it's okay. You can share a room. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like he wants to see, it's almost like they want to see the guy like open the car door for you. Like, it's kind of this like.
It's so awkward though. Isn't it awkward? I'm thinking about it as you're talking.
To
it's
share?
So awkward. Like, I'm thinking, what am I going to do when I'm faced with that situation?
Oh, you think it's awkward from the parents' perspective?
Yeah. Because like, I was young when I got married, but it was awkward for me to like lay next to my husband on the couch.
Yeah.
After I was married and my parents walked into the room. Mm-hmm. So it's so different now the way I'm raising my kids, but I haven't been faced with that particular situation.
Yeah, not yet.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what the future brings.
Yeah, or it's like, even though I know my brother was allowed, I'm still gonna ask, which like feels weird. Like I feel like I'm gonna be like, it's fine if they stay in my room, right? Like, what's the situation? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But even then, I still feel like my mom's gonna be like, well, you gotta ask your dad. I'm gonna be like, oh. like that's always where it feels. I'm like, why do I gotta ask? Can't you talk to him for me? You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm asking. So you. Weird. So crazy.
Or like that'd be the one thing that was like, every other time I've asked my dad something, he's always like, did you ask your mom? Like, I don't know the answer. And it's like, I feel like that's the one time he wouldn't defer. He would just be like, no.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, as you're talking, I'm thinking about different scenarios in like the future or the past that, you know, it's just so weird. It's very weird, but unless I'm faced with it, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know either. I'll let you know when that happens for me.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for emailing in. If you guys want to send us any questions, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. And if you have time to leave us a review on iTunes, it really helps the show. And you can do so right from your phone now. So thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you all next week.
Bye, guys. Till next time.
Bye.